This is called Do You Wanna Dance?
Watching the weather in the 4x4 with the headlights on. You look pretty when you cry and pretty when you don't. Waxing the leather with the lipstick stains and the cigarette smoke. Oh, my heart is green. Oh, baby, do and the count of three of my heart aching. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance with me? Come tie me up in symmetry tonight. Wrapping paper with a knife and ripping through the crumbs. Can't find a razor on the bathroom floor. My mouth's gone numb. Guess I really should go home, but I can't sleep alone. Rats in the water till the light bulbs burst and the cows come home. Oh, my heart is queen. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance with me? Take off your dress on the count of three. Oh, my heart is queen. Do you wanna dance with me? Come tie me up in your symmetry tonight. Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance tonight? Do you wanna dance?
I've always, they've always been my favorite kind of records growing up that you could just put on and leave playing all the way through. I think with Funland, it was so instinctive. It was right at the beginning of the pandemic. I hadn't really, I hadn't planned to write a record at that time. I kind of decamped out of New York up to Vermont and was pretty much hiding in the woods up there and had very little other than sort of basic kind of recording equipment. And yeah, I guess my reaction to the uncertainty of everything going on was just to start writing. And sort of within like 2 months, there was a whole batch of songs. And yeah, I just kind of sat down and patched a bunch together that made sense. Instinctively, I was just writing in the moment, kind of, you know, as therapy more than anything, I guess. And it just sort of made sense as a concept by the end of that. This is a song called Fun.
Helicopters crashing in the middle of the night. Baby Cinderella left us the purr inside. Oh, I know. My mind is rolling in the darkness with the fear and the flies. Someone turned the light on so I can't sleep at night. Oh, I know. Your heart gets cold everywhere you go. It's all just a little bit of fun. It's all just a little bit of fun. I can't tear the pedal off. It hurts. hurts when the feeling stops. It's all just a little bit of fun. It's all just a little bit of fun. I can't tear the pedal off. It hurts when the feeling stops. La la la. The bottle with the biggest and the lights. Give a little throttle just to know we're alive. Oh, I know my mind is over in the corner smoking cigarettes. Dressing up in leather just to make you wait. Oh, I know your heart gets cold everywhere you go. It's all just a little bit of fun. It's all just a little bit of fun. I can't tear the pedal off. It hurts when the feeling stops. It's all just a little bit of fun. It's all just a little bit of fun. I can't tear the pedal off. It hurts when the
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, New York has had its struggles generally over the last sort of 6-7 years or whatever with high price, you know, cost of living for a lot of artists. I don't think the pandemic made that any easier for a lot of people, which kind of sucked. But you know, it's been good to see post-pandemic, the venues are all still there. People have been really busy writing and making music and releasing music throughout like the last 2.5 years. And I think it looks good. I think there's, you know, I think New York's kind of at the beginning of a new moment in a lot of ways. It's kind of had a lull period for maybe sort of 7 or 8 years. And I think it feels like stuff is happening there. So it's good. I'm excited to see all the art basically that has been created during the last couple of years. I know like a lot of people struggle to create because of the stress or whatever, but a lot of other people like myself like sort of fed off that a little bit and were able to create. And so I'm looking forward to sort of seeing what people did when like they didn't have, you know, too much distraction, you know, whatever. It was great. Yeah, no distraction is like my dream. That's often how I've written records in the past. I've kind of holed myself up. It's a lot harder in a city or, like I said, you know, but yeah, I mean, in terms of like a period of writing, it's probably the last couple of years have been like my most prolific, I think, as a writer. I did a lot of stuff, wrote a lot over the last couple of years. Between the city and, yeah, a little bit. The first couple of months was just up in Vermont, and then I missed the city. So even though I could have stayed up in Vermont, I kind of wanted to go back to New York. I don't know. There was something like I felt like I'd abandoned the city in a moment of need or something going on with me. This is a song called Where's My Girl? Lust has no mercy, like flies to fruit. You keep me thirsty for your flesh and juice. There's not a fire as violet blue. Oh, how you burn a perfect bruise. Where's my girl? Where's my girl? I'm calling for you, baby. Where's my girl? Where's my girl? Where's my girl? I'm calling.
calling for you, baby. Where's my girl? You bite like a bee sting. I kiss your tattoo. Come numb me with lipstick, pills and booze. All those pretty girls are ghosts of you. Haunt me in your silent blue. Where's my girl? Where's my girl? I'm calling for you, baby. Where's my girl? Where's my girl? Where's my girl? I'm calling for you, baby. Where's my girl?
My name is Coyle Girelli, and my new album, Funland, is out now.